The Yukon River community of Eagle is working to get debris removed and new cabins built before winter weather begins and the road into Eagle closes for the season. Volunteers are working throughout the community, and volunteer coordinator Rob Pear says they could use more help. Pear is a volunteer from Pennsylvania-based Lightshine Ministries. He has been in Eagle since the first part of June and plans to stay till the end of September. He says 30 volunteers from Mennonite Disaster Services and Samaritan's Purse are working on building new cabins, and around 15 volunteers have arrived to help with debris removal.
So we're really working on two fronts here. The front that gets the most coverage are those 13 new houses. But there's a big behind-the-scenes effort to clear the debris and to make room for those houses. We had to brush the new lots off. We had to get gravel on those lots. And we had to get the city generally cleaned up. And so that's really what my volunteers are taking care of.
Pear says the city of Eagle has been given a permit to landfill old housing debris, and a company with a huge machine is on site grinding the waste into a less bulky mass to put in a prepared pit.
However, the people who are doing that contract, the contractor, is not going to go through and salvage material. And even though the homes were flood damaged, there's a lot of useful building material that was on the roofs and in the upper part of the homes that didn't get touched by the flood. And so we have our volunteers in there trying to harvest that material and to take those houses apart and set that material aside so it doesn't end up in the landfill.
Pear says the salvage material will be used to construct buildings such as smoke sheds and outhouses. He says ideally about 20 more volunteers per week would cycle through to help with the effort, but he says it's important that workers come equipped for the job.
I was just in a meeting last night where we were discussing the construction schedule, and we're kind of getting in a bit of a bind compared to the tools, to the number of people that we have on site. Tools are at a real premium here, and it's hard to get tools in.
He says beyond carpenters, there's a big need for those skilled in the mechanical trades, like electricians and plumbers. Pear says the BLM campground in Eagle is offering free campsites all summer for volunteers. He says volunteers should come with their own camping gear or RV, but the community is providing 3 hot meals each day and access to showers. Eagle resident Andy Basich is heading up the reconstruction plan for the city. He says they're making good progress. 5 homes in Eagle Village have roofs, and 2 more homes are getting underway, as well as foundation and walls going up on others. There will be 13 homes built with FEMA funding, and they're on track for fall completion.
Certainly, by the end of August, we should have every home dried in, so it's not a problem if we begin getting into a rainier season or the colder nights start coming in September. But I'm quite confident we're going to achieve our goal here, and hopefully everybody will be snug as a bug in a rug by the end of September.
Basich says beyond the need for volunteers, donations to help people who suffered loss but were not approved for FEMA money are also needed. You can find more information online at eaglecity.org or at our website, aprn.org.